Let's get it cracking. Is this the uprise of the week? Is this what
I already know?
I like this. You know what I don't like? We're in a new location in the NFL office, right? And we're so far from each other. We're across the boardroom. I feel like we're negotiating here.
You feel like we're in negotiations.
If we're in negotiations, I want to be on your side negotiating with someone else. So I truly am not that comfortable being this far, but everything else is cool. Uprise is fresh.
You're so essential. Buddy, 10 out of 10. Girl, you more than a friend. She got potential.
I need that right now because this table is just, I feel like
too much going on.
It's a lot going on, man. How you doing today, bro?
Jason, I don't know how I feel this morning, man.
Wait, that's not a way to start the podcast.
I got to tell you something, man.
I'm all ears. My glasses are coming off.
I got to tell you what happened to me this morning.
Uh-oh. Just right now?
This morning.
Okay.
Jason, okay. I can't make this stuff up. Can't make this up.
The universe knows you're going into the podcast and just wanted to sprinkle a little flavor.
Jason, I was racially profiled this morning.
Oh, my gosh. I almost choked on my water.
Now, okay.
Give it to me.
Jason, you know you got the J Bellions, right?
Yeah.
So I got the Umenyora posse.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want them to get mad.
Okay, no.
And I don't want them to stop boycotting stuff.
They've been loyal before J Bellions existed.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So I don't want the Umenyora posse.
Yeah. The U-men.
The U-men. I don't want the U-men.
The U-men.
And women.
And women.
To get mad.
Right.
But
shout out to the U-men's.
This is incredible.
Tell me about it.
So, I go into Waitrose this morning.
I've been in there with you before.
Yeah, you know the one I'm talking about. By 8:30 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Now, first of all, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt here.
Okay.
Because I was looking like a bum.
Okay. You had your workout, your early morning.
Jason, now, you see me on the show, I'm suited. We're looking fly. You see me in the street, it's a completely different story. I'm looking like
that couldn't be him.
This is how I dress.
Okay.
So I got on like cut off, you know, sweatpants, worn out sweater, and I got on these shoes that they look like Uggs, but they're not.
Oh, I've seen you get a haircut with those before.
So I walk into Waitrose, and I'm carrying those roll bags, the bags that you roll because
Exactly. Yes.
So I'm carrying this bag with me because I got a bunch of stuff to get. My wife sent me to the store.
Early morning run.
Yeah. So I'm in there and I walk down one aisle and, you know, I walk down the next aisle and I'm still walking looking for stuff. Uh-huh. And then I spot the lady. She's an Asian lady. I spot the lady. So I'm like, all right, cool. So, you know, I get all my stuff, grab all my stuff. Then I go into the self-checkout line.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is the one where, you know, you do the things yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the.
And so I'm there, and you know, there's a bunch of people to my right, This lady stands directly behind me.
No.
I swear to God. And she just stands there watching me.
Making sure you check every item.
Making sure I check every. And she's standing there, and I have a bunch. She's standing there for literally over 5 minutes, J Bell, just looking at me.
Wow.
And so. You know, I'm sitting over there looking, I'm checking my stuff, and then I look at her, and I immediately burst out laughing. and she saw me. I guess she got embarrassed, and she walked away. Jason, you know, things make certain people mad.
Yes.
That it was hilarious to me,
you
man.
Like, you have wasted 5 minutes of your life.
You know what I mean?
And looking at me.
Looking at me. And so I think the thing that really made me laugh was two things. First of all, you seen Menace to Society, right?
Yes.
When the lady was like, you hurry up and buy.
Yes, yes.
So that came in my head.
Oh, my gosh.
So I started laughing.
Oh, my gosh.
And then second of all, it just occurred. I'm looking around. And I said to myself, this woman has sat here. Hmm. I could, you know, I'm not trying to brag or anything like that. I could literally buy this Waitrose.
That could be OC Waitrose.
I could buy this Waitrose.
That could be your fridge.
You know, I could come in here today, Jason, and you'd be like, what happened? Oh, I just bought Waitrose. It'd be like nothing, like nothing even happened. And this woman has wasted her time profiling the guy who could literally buy her Waitrose.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And what's shocking about that is, for the most part, compared to many places in the U.S.,
yeah.
I feel so, it's relaxed out here.
Very.
I feel like,
no, you barely
I
see
love
that.
It out here. I'm like, I'm just that. Chilling. Like, everything is cool compared to other places.
Yeah.
And so that's quite shocking.
You barely see that
especially
out here.
Especially because, you know what's shocking is you got your routine.
Yes.
I have done the routine back to OC land.
Yeah.
And they should be familiar with you and your Uggs looking like.
She just was not familiar with it, man. Oh, my goodness.
You did go in there looking a little like you could have been.
I had to take responsibility. I take responsibility. I take partial responsibility for what transpired. I'm not going to blame it all on her because
I was looking up.
She could mistake me for somebody who would.
Looking
you know.
A little.
I get it.
Lacking of funds.
I get it. So, yeah.
That's how you get your day started.
That happened to me this morning.
That is, I like that, man.
What about you, Jason? What's going on with you?
Everything's good. Thanksgiving was great.
Tell me about your Thanksgiving.
Oh, man, my buddy, Andy and Karen, okay. A couple, my friends, both from the States.
Mm-hmm.
One New York, one Los Angeles. They've been out here for years.
All right.
So they have had an annual Thanksgiving for all the Americans. It was amazing. Watching football.
Okay.
My daughter ate everything. Stayed up extra late. It was a struggle, but she battled through. It was amazing, man. It was really cool. That was cool. You know, you forget how, I mean, Thanksgiving and the NFL, man, are hand in hand. I mean, that was a, I think the stats was like the Cowboys game got like 30 million views or something.
That's crazy. Crazy.
Everybody was watching. Anyways, Thanksgiving was great. This week of football is great. Can I give you a little love?
Okay.
Out the gate. I want to get this out of the gate.
What you got?
Because you on our show took a shot.
Yeah.
You went out there, went out on a limb.
Yeah.
With Seattle versus the Panthers. Mm-hmm. And you said, even though the Panthers are at home, you went out there and you put your chips on Seattle.
On
Seattle.
No guts, no glory.
No, you put them on, and I watched the game.
I know you were sweating.
And I was sick.
Hold on. You know what it was? You know what they call that? They call it squeaky bum time. Squeaky bum time. That's what you
That mean. Don't even sound right.
Squeaky
when
bum.
You got a squeaky bum. That ain't safe.
Squeaky bum. That's what you had watching that game.
Well, I was stressed out.
Seattle, let me tell you something.
Talk about this because you called this. I knew it was going to be tight.
Yeah.
And it was.
It was a good game.
It was a good game.
Carolina played well.
Carolina did play
well. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, is McCaffrey special?
Oh, my goodness.
What?
He is exactly who they thought he was.
He is. They got
who
their
they thought
money
he was.
With him.
Yes, they did. But that dang Russell Wilson, man.
Man.
When the game is on the line. You know what? I used to think.
Man.
When the game is on the line.
Right.
You know, I used to think. We'll go with, you know, Tom Brady
right.
or we'll go with Aaron Rodgers. When the game is on the line,
good point.
Russell Wilson somehow finds a way to make play after play after like Seattle, you
good
know
point.
Seattle's the team, right?
Good
that
point.
You have to just you have to beat them completely.
Yes.
You can't have them hanging around because he will find a way to get that W. I've seen him do it time after time after time.
They have four of their last five games at home.
In Seattle. Tough place to play.
Right. So, now this team had went back to what they'd done when they won the Super Bowl. They're running the ball.
Yeah.
They got it figured out. And Carolina had a lot of turnovers that bounced their way.
Yeah.
Fumbles. Oh, they recovered. I think it was like two or three. So, if that – they would have got some of those turnovers, Seattle, that would have changed the whole game. Anyways, but to your point. To your point, you're running the ball, you're being effective, but who comes up with the big magic play. He extended the play, and him and Tyler Lockett. Now, they've got it figured out. When Russell starts moving, he starts heading deep to one of those corners. You know, he starts headed towards that corner deep. Man.
He gets the ball there.
He got it. And that's what you need from him. You don't need him to do that all game for you. You need him to do that when it counts, and it happened. Oh, man, I'm a little scared. They didn't have a great game as far as run yards, but they were so effective, man.
Yeah.
They were so effective, man.
Your boys came through, the Minnesota Vikings.
Man.
Pulled one off against the – they're going to have to fire Mike McCarthy. Like, what do you think?
No.
No.
Who are you going to get? Who are you going to get as your head coach? That's the answer. I mean, I get –
You know who I would like?
I get the problem.
Bruce Arians.
But Bruce said he'll only go and play and do for the and work, coach for the Browns.
Oh, he's gonna coach Green Bay if they offer him that job.
You said, yeah, right.
Nobody is turning down the chance to coach Aaron Rodgers. Now, Mike McCarthy, I don't have no problem with him, but I don't know, man.
So they got a couple problems. Tell me if you agree with this. First off, offensively, Mike McCarthy's catching heat because of the offense is not creative, right, supposedly.
Okay.
This is the thing. When you have – Aaron Rodgers used to have a bunch of veteran receivers. His fourth guy used to be a vet. Like, James Jones was what, the third, fourth guy when
third,
he was there?
Third or fourth.
Right. Yeah. And he was good.
Yeah.
He was really good. Mm-hmm. These were guys who knew the game, meaning when Aaron Rodgers does those unscripted – plays, they knew how to move and get open and be creative, right?
Yes, yes.
Now, you don't have that depth, right? You got Devontae Adams, but you don't have guys with a bunch of experience that can be creative within the play.
Okay.
Now, you see the impact of that offensively.
Yes.
Okay, that's one thing. Because remember, Aaron Rodgers doesn't really do things within script, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Okay. Defensively.
Mm. They didn't play that bad defensively yesterday.
But when you got two – it's a matchup league, right? The Vikings have arguably the two best receiver combo.
Okay.
Because I know you don't believe Thielen is the best by himself, which I agree. He's one of the best, but he's not the best. But together, him and Diggs are amazing. Man, you don't have enough corners. They don't have enough corners. They got the young rookie whose name just passed me by. It'll click in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Who's been balling. But besides that, they don't have a number two or a number three guy. So what are you going to do? They got exposed, man. I mean, it was like that's a big, big problem. And Daniels didn't play. Mike Daniels, I think.
Yeah.
He's really important. Mm-hmm. Because as you know, those guys, I mean, when you clog the middle, you really slow up an offense's ability to run the ball. Alexander's his name. Something Alexander.
Alexander. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't, you know, he's
you
a
don't
corner.
Know. He's Alexander. He's nice though. They're first rounder.
He's a corner though.
He's nice though.
He's a corner. So you know. Did you see your boy Baker Mayfield yesterday?
Bake money.
He had a very good game.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I didn't like.
Tell me.
Did you see him after the game?
Yes.
With Hugh Jackson?
Yes.
Shook his hand, gave him the...
He gave him the stank face.
He gave him the... You know the handshake Alistair gave Simon?
The handshake Alistair gave Simon.
Yeah, he gave... He did.
Him,
yeah, he gave him that handshake and then was like...
Corporate.
Standoffish. Yeah. And, you know, Hugh tried to hug him. He kind of like...
Hugh tried to be like, no hard feelings. And he gave him the, I know the camera's on me, so I'm a shake your hand.
He said, Hugh Jackson, you know, went to Cincinnati, the team who we play twice a year, and he was here trying to get us to play for him, and now he went to Cincinnati and
He didn't leave. He got fired.
Thank you.
It wasn't his choice.
Thank you, Jason.
It's like if the NFL decides to not let my car to get in the building work, you can't come at me and be like, Jay Bell, you didn't show up for the podcast today. They didn't let me in.
What was he talking about?
You know, everything. I guess when you're the head coach, you're just not expected to ever leave or get fired during the season and stuff like that. But he got fired. I mean, what do you do?
He got fired, Jason.
He had to leave.
He was 3-36, right?
Yeah.
The fact that Cincinnati offered him a job was a miracle within itself, but that's because Marvin Lewis is
his boy. Tight. That's what you would do for me.
Absolutely. But he wasn't, he couldn't go anywhere else and work.
He would be out of football this year.
So he took a job that was offered to him, and Baker made, let me tell you something, man. I don't know if I like that cat, bro.
You not sure?
I don't know. I don't like his, I like his skill set on the football field. I think he's a fantastic player, a leader. Mm-hmm. But there's something about him that's starting to rub me the wrong way.
Well, you got to understand what his, where he comes from and his mentality. This is a guy who truly is the underdog and is a guy who's always had to prove, really until now.
Yes.
I mean, he has to prove that he's worth the first pick. But
that,
it's
that doesn't
different.
Mean he should act like that towards a guy who was instrumental in bringing him there. Like, no matter what your feelings are.
I get what you're saying.
You got to have class.
So the thing about it is, I think that you have the Mannings, right, who Peyton and Eli, there are some things, and there's other quarterbacks like this, Drew Brees.
Andrew Luck.
Russell Wilson. He's got this magic. Some guys just, I don't know how, whether it was taught or they just picked it up, they got that corporate side down. Mm. They can work it.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it, Brock Osweiler has it.
Even if you don't have the corporate side down. Brett Favre didn't have the corporate side down. You understand what I mean? Like, there's quarterbacks who are.
And he played in a different era. But the camera wasn't. Well, he had the heat on him.
You just don't.
I get what you're saying. But
I don't know.
I mean, how unlucky for Hugh Jackson.
Yeah, man. And they're playing well, too, man. The Browns are balling.
Man, 5-1. You know, I look for certain stats. And if you're effective in the red zone as an offense, that means you could. I mean. Yeah, it makes sense statistically, but it gets rough down there to score points, especially with a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
They're scoring points in the red zone. Five out of five.
Incredible.
I give them that. I want to talk about, you know, one thing I didn't like that I saw. You saw the thing happen with Leonard Fournette?
Yeah. The fight?
Yeah. What do you – okay, first of all, they're in a tough spot.
Jacksonville's
in a tough spot.
Frustration.
Yeah, frustration.
Anger.
But he is the engine that keeps that thing going. And now it's a lot of pressure on him because they can't capitalize on him running the ball and make throws with Blake Bortles. But this is – I'm not even going to talk about him.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to talk about the guy on the team that's like Jason Bell. Okay? And I'm going to talk about the –
What do you mean?
Just listen to me. I'm going to talk about the Jason Bell on the team, and I'm going to talk about the OC. U-men.
The U-men.
Okay. Say we're in a game. We're on the field together. You were instrumental in the success of our defense.
Okay.
Okay. I had to not be exposed. Play good, don't be exposed.
Okay.
If I see you getting in a scuffle,
yes,
I'm going to take that L for you. I got to get you out of there. You need to be on the field.
Right.
I can't let you get kicked out of the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't – I get you being a leader, you want to step up and whatever happens. You know, I'm not in that. And I like Leonard Fournette. Know him. He's important.
Yes.
Somebody's like, bro, get out of here. Don't even get close. Like, you're too important.
But who on the Jacksonville team, they don't have no – I mean, outside of maybe Calais Campbell.
And
they
he's
don't
on,
have nobody.
But he's on defense. They don't have nobody on –
They don't have nobody who is going to be like –
Somebody's got to snatch you up and say, dude, you can't. We need you.
Yeah.
Maybe it has to be on the other side. You know, it was crazy. I saw when I was playing in Houston, Aaron Glenn, who I've talked about before, Andre Johnson his rookie year in practice. And Andre was, oh, my God. Look at the career he had, right? Oh, man, the days of practicing against him. Anyways, he dropped the ball on a crossing route. And Aaron Glenn goes up to him. And I'm like, ooh, you know. Andre Johnson was like 230.
Yeah.
He was
massive.
Oh, my gosh. And quiet, so scary, you know. And he goes, we are going to need that in a game, Andre. Like, you – not talking crazy to him, but just like he was our leader.
Yeah.
And the way he talked to him, Andre looked at Aaron Glenn and was like, I got you.
Yeah.
It's just – You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, that's what I look at when I see Leonard Fournette get kicked out. I'm like, it goes, the deeper issue is man, there's no leadership in that locker room. Not on the office, not real leadership.
Not at
you,
all.
You wouldn't have let that guy
not at all
go out of the game. He is your engine.
Certain things you can't let fly.
You can't do. The Jason Bell on that team should have sacrificed his body and his game
and
check.
His game check. Like, we'll get that on the back end. We'll get that back
end. Hey, OC, you're going to have to give me half my game check because I just got kicked out for you.
Hey, you remember Hammer, Keith Hamilton?
Yes.
When I won
the Ed Block Courage Award, which for everybody listening is the team votes for you, right?
Yeah.
Comeback Player of the Year. He won it too, and I sat next to him.
Did you?
Oh, I love Hammer.
What a great, scary individual. Great guy.
Break down Keith Hamilton.
Keith, 6'7",
mm-hmm.
300 pounds.
Mean.
Like, I'm talking about a mean human being.
Mean.
I get there my rookie year, and I'm just straight up pass rushing. I refuse to play the run.
I'm just straight up pass
so
rushing.
So we are in meetings, and it was cold in there in our meeting room, and Hammer had given me, we used to call him, he had given me his coats.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting in the meeting room wearing his coats.
Mm-hmm.
He turned the practice tape on. And first play goes by. They'd run the ball at me. I swim move.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm running in the backfield. Coach is like, hey, you got to play the run here, all right? You got to strike the guy. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm looking at him like, hey,
I'm here to get the quarterback.
I'm here to get the quarterback. Second play goes by, I do the same thing. Now I can see Hammer visibly getting upset at this play. Keep going. Maybe about 30 minutes into the film session,
uh-huh.
It happens again, and I see Hammer get up enraged. He's like, "Hey, rookie, we played a run around here. Give me my jacket."
He took his jacket
off of me, and I'm sitting there shivering. I'm like, oh, and I'm like, man, I better not say not one word to this dude. Yo, straight hair never lets me forget that. He was like, you see, you talking all that trash now. That's why Hammer took his coat. That's why Hammer took his coat from me that day. I was so scared.
He tried
scared.
To bring you under his wing and took the coat back from you.
Give me my jacket. You don't deserve to wear that jacket. Not playing to run around here. Unbelievable. Listen, back then, Jason, back then, man, we went through hell.
Oh, man, it was different.
Completely different time. We went through hell back then. Like, the rookie hazing was a thing.
It was borderline illegal.
Yeah, it was a thing.
It was borderline illegal.
We were practicing 2-a-days, full pads, like,
man.
These guys, they don't know what's going on nowadays.
I want to give a shout out to Darren Woodson.
Yeah.
Okay, great player, all that kind of stuff. Let me tell you why, because you just reminded me something.
Okay.
Darren kind of took me under his wing.
Right.
Now I come in undrafted, nothing, you know, don't have a lot going on. So rookie hazing night comes around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I couldn't be up late. I got to perform every day. Darren looked out for me. He goes, this is what we're going to do. We're going to come by your room.
All right.
I'm going to knock because you're my rookie.
All right.
Don't open the door.
Okay.
He said, do not. I'm going to say threats to you
yeah.
that you would come open the door.
Right.
Don't open the door, J-Bell.
Wow. Took care of you.
He took care of me, man. I was in there scared because they're like, if you don't, this and this and this are going to happen
yeah.
to you. And you got to go to practice.
Yeah.
And I just, he took care of me, man. I didn't open the door.
Sheesh.
Oh, my God. Hammer. Oh.
Fun, though. Fun times. Fun times.
Fun times. Did I ever tell you about the time I didn't bring the sandwiches?
Oh, gosh.
I did tell you about that. I did. Oh. So one day, quick story. You know, rookie's supposed to bring the food. Bring him every day. One day, I wake up late, can't make it to the sandwiches.
Yeah.
Come in, everybody had their own
sandwich. Specific sandwich.
Specific.
Yes.
From this one place in Dallas where it's Troy Aikman found it.
All right.
Was like legendary.
Okay.
I don't bring it in. Everybody, nobody eats breakfast.
Yes, they're waiting on the sandwich.
It was either get the sandwich or be late. So I chose not to. Darren Woodson looks at me. It was him and George Teague.
Yeah.
And he looks at me, and it was a way like you have let your father down. He said, he heard my excuse. He said, okay. Didn't yell. He was visibly angry. The next week, from that day till the next Saturday, when I brought the sandwiches, no defensive backs could talk to me.
Wow, a whole week.
They couldn't be seen talking to me. I was isolated. I was isolated from my friends. And as the podcast listeners know, I choose to talk. Oh, I like to have a conversation. Nobody talked to me. I remember Mario Edwards, one of the corners, looked at me and he's like, he kind of whispered, like, you know, I can't talk to you. I said, a week over sandwiches. Hey, man.
You won't make that mistake again.
Them sandwiches were on time. I never messed that up again.
Those sandwiches are very important, bro.
That's the kind of stuff.
Very important.
This is the kind of stuff that makes you a team. Leadership like that. Discipline like that. Yeah. The small things. And when those things are nipped in the bud, you don't have your starting running back getting kicked out of a game. Because he got in a fight.
Yeah. I saw Strahan get punked over those sandwiches
before. Oh, damn.
Only time in my life I've seen Strahan get punked.
Oh, tell me about this.
I saw Strahan get punked.
Tell me.
I saw Strahan, the great Michael Strahan, get punked over some sandwiches. Just Tucker tell you the story. So, like you said, they had to bring in sandwiches. Mm-hmm. So, Tuck was our rookie, and Tuck had to bring in the sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And Strahan, at this time, this was Stray's 15th year in the league, so he'd come in late.
Yep.
He comes in late. He'd come in. We'd done all our meetings, he'd come in. But you had to have Strahan's sandwich sitting on his stool.
Right.
Right. Big sandwich. Wonderful. Incredible sandwich. So like you just said, you know, people, they won't eat their breakfast in anticipation of this sandwich.
That sandwich is everything.
It's crucial. Crucial. So Bob Whitfield.
Oh, Big Bob. You remember I used to hang with Bob.
Big Bob was crazy.
Bob's crazy.
He's crazy.
Oh, that's why he's my boy.
Yeah. Love Bob.
Oh, he's so cool.
Yeah, the funniest.
One of the best tackles in his era.
Yeah, great player.
Offensive line.
Great player. So straight Tucker left this guy's Strahan sandwich on his stool.
Right.
Whitfield comes, and this is the day after Thanksgiving, right? So you know how they used to give us like turkeys, the big turkey sometimes, the big frozen turkeys? Mm-hmm. So they had given the big frozen turkeys, right? So Whitfield comes in. He sees Stray's sandwich.
This can only go bad. This can only go bad.
Take Strahan's sandwich.
Oh, God.
Eats his sandwich.
Oh, my gosh. He's playing with fire.
Gets the frozen turkey. He goes into the pantry. Gets two slices of bread. Puts one slice. Puts the frozen turkey. And puts the other slice. And sits it on Stray's.
Oh, my. Why?
Sits it on Stray's desk.
Why?
So Strahan comes in.
Oh,
he sees that. He's like, "Where's my sandwich?" He goes to Tuck. He grabs Tuck. He's like, "Tuck, where's my sandwich?" Tuck is like, "Listen, I put it right in." And then Bob Whitfield comes around the corner, and Bob is like, "I ate your sandwich. You want a thump?" Strahan says, "No."
Did he just want to fight Stray?
He said, "You want a thump?" I'll never forget those words in my life. He asked Stray, "You want a thump?" I said, "Oh, my God." Stray looked at it. He's like, "Nah."
It's too early in the morning to have a physical altercation in the locker room. You're in the 15th year. You're not even warmed up.
You don't want no parts of that, man. Unbelievable. Oh, that sandwich, man. Incredible.
Guys are so calm in the morning when they're older. They got to get warmed up for the scrap. Oh, my gosh.
Do you want a thump?
Oh, man. Oh, God. Well, that's what happens crazy. In the locker room.
That's
what we miss, man. Yeah. I mean.
Oh, I don't miss the game.
I miss that.
I miss the people.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. Just some characters, man.
Oh,
still you want to thump.
You want to thump.
Oh, my gosh.
Just what? Say that to him. Say that to Street next time.
Oh.
You want to thump?
I just text him on his birthday, too. You know, it was his birthday.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't say that. He probably wouldn't have responded.
Yeah, nah, not at all.
And Stray got love for what we doing out here, man.
Yeah.
Stray's
he's a fan.
Yeah. He's giving us love. It's that time.
Okay.
It's your it's our favorite time.
Okay.
Ask OC. Ask J Bell on Twitter.
Okay.
Let's see who's first. Steven. Shout out to Steven. Thank you.
Steven. Just Steven.
Yeah, that's his name.
Okay.
You guys are like Kanye and Jay-Z.
All right.
Batman and Robin.
All right.
A great team.
Okay.
Question. How did it begin? Where did you meet? Great, great thing. I'll take this. That's awesome. Yeah, we are. You know what? We're like Kanye. He, you know, Osa could be Jay-Z, and I'm like Kanye before Kanye. Previous Kanye. Anyways.
I had to clarify that. That was the man. Kanye was the man.
Yeah. So we had played against each other, but once I got to New York, we met.
This was back in like, what, 05?
This is 05 or 06? 06, 05 or 06. And I think what happened was, because I had grown up with linebacker Antonio Pierce, I think I kind of fast-tracked into everybody's kind of crew because he vouched for me. But once what happens is you spend time playing together, but you spend time in the trenches,
yeah,
which is off the field.
Yeah.
And after a couple times off the field together, you're like, that's my guy, or I should completely avoid that guy.
Jason, I never hung with no DBs besides you, honestly. Yeah. Now that I think about it.
I know.
My entire career, I never hung out with no DBs besides J. Bell.
I mean, it's just, I lucked up,
so
man.
So weird.
And
Sam Madison.
And I love Sam Madison. Yeah, you and Sam. And then I think that, that's kind of how it happened. And I think a guy like you, OC, everybody knew what kind of product you were on the field and how you ball. But I could see once I got in there and once I was able to play in the games, and you didn't have to make all the plays, but as long as you were a tough guys find each other.
Yeah.
So I think that's how it worked out. And then
that was cool.
Then it just hasn't ended.
Miraculously,
now you can't get rid of me.
Ended.
The man's trying to change his number and everything.
Man,
it's not happening, like, Steven.
12, 13 years now?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Crazy.
I remember OC had a big he's one of Nike's number one guys, and he had a shoot in LA. My gosh.
Oh man,
that was
crazy.
A good time. Anyways.
Do you know Nike? I told you this. When I went to the hotel, they didn't even ask for my credit card. They were like, no, you can have whatever you want. I said, really? Anything? They were like, no, you got it. Incredible.
Those were good days.
Yeah, good days.
They're better now, but those were good.
Good days.
Russell Bradbury. All right. Thoughts on Philip Lindsay at the Denver Broncos. He says his stats for an undrafted rookie are amazing.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
And the reason is because tell me if you agree with this. These little scat backs, I want to say, explosive backs. It's kind of like the league really rewards these kind of guys now. You see them. Eckler over in San Diego. Oh, sorry. L.A.
L.A.
LA, yeah.
LA,
yeah,
LA, LA, LA.
But, you know, guys like him, they just have a role in offenses because of the way the game's played. You have to be explosive, and you have to do the thing called get skinny, right?
Yes.
A guy like you is clogging up a hole. There's not a lot of room. You need a guy that hits it quick.
Mm-hmm.
And the smaller kind of guys are good. But
that guy's a good player.
He
is.
Denver always finds a way to get low draft picks or undrafted guys to play well.
Yep.
You agree on that?
I do agree. They've had him since
TD. It's a good situation for him, but, he's balling. And shout out to their – scouting department for finding a guy like that and him going out and making it happen.
I feel like you can find running backs, though. Like, it's like it's a position that you can, like.
I think if you got the eye for it and you can see a guy and say, man, he fits our system.
Yeah.
I think you can have an immediate impact at running back and D-line if you got it. So these are our reviews. You want me to tell you about our reviews?
Okay.
299 five-star reviews.
Wow.
So next review, you can be 300. You know they made a whole ab thing off of 300, man, or yes, the whole workout 300. Yes, that could be you.
Number 300. That's all right. That's all right right there, man.
Oh, gosh. You want this. You want this.
Okay.
Booker T, Hong Kong.
Oh, my goodness.
Booker T, Hong Kong.
Oh, my goodness.
He says, OC and J Bell are the most solid human beings on the planet. Man, that means a lot. OC for president, J Bell for VP.
Let's do
Count
it.
Me Let's in. Do it. I signed my name right now on this Let's piece of paper. Yep, just signed it.
We're going to make that happen, though. But it's in Nigeria, though. It's not going to be here.
Listen, I'm all in. Nigeria, yeah. I'm all in, dog. I'm in for the long run.
That's the uprise. That's the uprise project.
I'm in. I want you to. What does this say?
What's that?
What does that say? That's you.
Kentish Townie. Kentish Townie.
Yeah.
You know, I saw this the other day too, mm-hmm. right? There's a place called Kentish.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a place called Kent.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I saw Kentish the other day, mm-hmm. it occurred to me, I was like, Kentish and Kent, maybe the people, maybe they saw Kent.
Uh-huh.
And then they saw this town. It kind of looks like Kent. It looks a little like Kent. We'll just call it.
Oh my.
We'll say it's a little gosh. Kentish.
Oh,
you know what I mean? It just ran to my mind. I'm sorry.
I like that. Kentish Townie says, yeah. Life affirming, top notch.
That's it, man.
That's some dope. That's all
up,
right.
Man. That's what's up.
After, I mean, he got a lot of love with the breakdown from OC. I like that. Yeah. So
not quite Kent, but it's. It looks very similar.
So subscribe, rate, review, do all those super dope things to the J Bell and OC podcast. Wherever you download us, is all good with us. We're going to keep coming hard, keep coming strong. And if anything happens to OC in the game, I'm going to sacrifice myself and get kicked out the game.
Hey, give me my jacket.
There's no letting go, cause she needs me. Yeah, she needs me. Come close on my bed. There's no letting go of the feeling, cause she needs me. She ain't leaving. You so essential, buddy, 10 out of 10. Girl, you more than a friend. She got potential, buddy, 10 out of 10. Girl, you more than a friend. Baby, I'm healing. Come be my partner now. Riding my passenger. She got potential. Baby. Come closer, my baby. Let me turn the lights down. I know you love my style. I'll give it to you right now. No letting go, cause she needs me. Yeah, she needs me.